The next group to perform is the Wednesday Big Band from Desert Vista High School under the direction of Mr. Michael Kramer. They will be performing The Gremlin's Revenge by Dean Sorensen, Somewhere by Bernstein and Sondheim, arranged by Peter Blair, and Tides of Sisyphus by James Cass.
Hey, Desert Vista, it's Tom Wakeling here, coming to you from the beautiful Highland High School Auditorium in downtown Gilbert, Arizona. Here to give you some thoughts about your performance, point out some things you're doing well, and also point out some things you might work on to help you get yourself to the next level. So far, so good. I'm going to give a listen for a few minutes, and I'll be back to you. So, in terms of band sound, lots of air, big breaths. You got to fill those horns up. And you want to play with a big full sound at all dynamic levels. And you want to nail all of your entrances. Don't be shy. Play always with confidence, which means you got to really have your parts down, you know, really practiced and almost committed to memory, you know, so that when you come in strong. So one way to build the ability to play with that big sound at all volumes is for brass players. Play pedal tones and lip slurs every day, sort of like you'd find in the Arbenz or the Clark's books. Saxes, long tones every day. And the whole band, you guys should all be playing your scales every day. This is like an individual responsibility. You do that stuff like at home, in the practice room, but everybody has to do it. And as you do it, it'll solve many of your problems of, intonation problems and blend and balance problems, and everything will start coming more into focus. So I'd say that'd be, job one for you guys is getting those basic, elements in place. Be really careful about your attacks and releases. You got to come in, attack together, and release together. And as far as the soloists go, you guys are playing a minor blues. It's one of the more common forms that soloists solo on, that rhythm section players play on. So there's no shortage of recordings, recorded examples of people playing a minor blues, and you can get on YouTube or get on Spotify or whatever, and start finding some examples of the best guys in jazz, the jazz stars, playing, you know, and then play along with them, you know, and transcribe what they're doing. So there's just trying to think of there's so many minor blues I almost can't think of any. Blues in the Abstract Truth. There's a record by Oliver Nelson called Blues in the Abstract Truth, and they do a minor blues on there. You know, check it out. Steel solos. Listen to what the rhythm section's doing, you know. Listen to the greats of jazz, the great big bands, Count Basie's band, Thad Jones, Mel Lewis's band, Duke Ellington's band, Buddy Rich's band. And, you know, check out how they play things, you know, what style and how they attack notes and how they release notes and what their rhythm section does. So, another thing to really be thinking about in terms of your balance, you know, like we always want to have the lead voice, whatever, wherever that might be, whether it be like a lead alto or first trombone part or in the trumpet or whatever. We always want to hear that above the other voices. So if you're playing an inner voice or a lower voice, you want to come down a little bit to expose the lead voice. And another way to think of that is, and this comes from my friend Ron Jones, who is a composer. He wrote a lot of the music for years for The Family Guy and American Dad and also Star Trek The Next Generation. And Ron says, in music, there are really only two things, the main thing and the other thing. So you guys always have to know what the main thing is. Who's got it? Where is it? Is it, you know, is it in the trumpets? Is it in the saxes? Is it shared by Barry sax, bass, trombone, and bass sometimes will have little things together? Is it a 3-beat drum fill leading into a new phrase? Whatever it is. Okay, boy, get your pitch dialed in, guys. And then, you know, we always know, I mean, there's always a main thing happening from the beginning to the end, so you always need to know where it is, who's got it. And then if you're not the main thing and you can't hear the main thing, you might be playing too loud. You might want to come down. Or perhaps the main thing is a little bit lower than it should be. But it's a really helpful concept, you know, to keep in mind when we play together. Always listen and adjust as you play. You don't just set your tuning slides and forget about it. You got to listen, you know, and every time you have any sustained note at all, you know, a couple of beats or whatever, you have an opportunity to tune, right? To listen to your pitch, listen side to side and front to back, and make an adjustment. You know, you don't need to be sure. You don't need to know whether you're sharp or whether you're flat. You just need to know that it's not quite matching up with what's going on around you. And you know, if you're not sure, just try moving it up a little bit. try moving it up a little bit in pitch to see if it helps, see if it makes it better. If not, move it the other way. Again, you know, by listening to the great bands, you know, a lot and really getting into their music in a focused way, you know, not like while you're talking on the phone to your friend or something, but I mean really listening, give it your undivided attention. Spend, you know, you can even spend 10 minutes a day in class doing that, or 5 minutes a day at the beginning of the period. You get an idea of what great bands and great musicians sound like, and then, you know, it's a matter of trying to duplicate that sound. The beauty of music is we get to, you know, we can learn music, and we should learn music through our ears by listening and emulating. Yeah, vibes player, nice. Drums. You might use a click on the snare drum through here rather than the open snare. If you start with that, you know, a rim shot, rim on 2 and 4 rather than the snare drum, then it gives you somewhere to go, right? You can go to the snare a little bit later in the chart, so it'll help the chart unfold a little bit better. Rhythm section, you guys are doing a nice job at not covering everything up volume-wise. That's very good. So switch to a different cymbal here, drummer. You got another cymbal up there. You know, they might call them crash cymbals or splash cymbals or whatever, but they can all be used as ride cymbals, and it'll give you a different color and a different texture behind a soloist. When, a lot of times, you'll hear great drummers do this. When the sound changes over on your left in the band, you know, when it goes from one section to another, then switch cymbal. Do something different, you know, to help that along, to match that, the change in color and texture. And it's so easy with drums, you know, just a different cymbal sound will you know, give you that effect. Yeah, Bones and Barry, guys, have got some unisons there. You're out of tune. Really listen to make those adjustments. Again, big full sound, lots of air, trumpets. We're not talking loud, we're just talking a big full sound, even at mezzo volumes. All right, your fans are here. Got a three-person standing ovation. Anyway, hope my comments were helpful, and keep on playing.